The Dark Night and the Search for the Sacred Place. Storytime with Mental Wellness Initiative. Stories to help you heal, connect, and grow. Written and narrated by Tracy Lee Cotson. The medicine man had explained rather vaguely how to find the sacred place. And you, convinced that the path would be easy and the search would be simple, set off on your journey just before dawn. Now, wet leaves brush against your face as you make your way through the forest. The path, clearly visible by day, is indiscernible in the darkness of the new moon. What little light may have radiated from the starry sky is obscured by a thick blanket of clouds. You have been searching for hours, but you seem no closer to finding the entrance to the sacred place. The incessant rain, though soft, penetrates every layer of your silk coat, and icy rivulets trickle from your hair down your spine. The search for the sacred place, once fanned by a desire to answer the ancient questions, is now becoming a quest to find shelter from the rain, cold, and darkness. Certain you would be in and out before nightfall, and now unprepared to spend the night in the forest, you are at risk of illness or worse. Your breathing is labored as you force yourself to take one step after another. Finally, you lean against a tree to rest. Around your limbs, the torn and filthy rags of your coat cling to your wet skin, and the edges of it is weighed heavy with thick mud. The coat, a gift from your parents, is hand-painted with the stories of your childhood, and you treasure it more than any of the other magnificent coats you own. In the distance, a pack of wolves raise their muzzles to the sky and howl. The primal sound sends an electric current rushing along every nerve and fiber of your body. You have heard the stories of people who had entered this forest and never returned. The legend of the pack of man-eaters is well known, and for the first time since entering the forest, you wonder if the stories are true. Driven by a new realization, you reassert yourself along the path, which you hope would ultimately lead to the sacred place. You stumble along for several hours in almost total darkness. By the sounds of their howling, the wolves are gaining ground. Even through the numbness of the cold, you sense their approach. In the inky blackness, you lose your footing on exposed tree roots and stumble again over fallen branches and rocky outcrops, but the rancid fear of being eaten alive keeps you moving forward. The path ahead opens into a clearing, surrounded by a semicircle of sheer cliffs that scale the sky and seem to have been carved out of the earth by giants. You limp into the clearing and stare up at the cliff face, which is now a gushing waterfall. There is no way to climb it or get around it, and the only way out is the way you have come in. You collapse where you stand, falling face down and weep into the muddy earth. The cold has worked its way through your flesh and settled into your bones. Hope gives way to despair, and suddenly you know that the legend of the wolves is true. You close your eyes in surrender, your mind no longer in restraint, slips away. In the furthest corner of the sacred place lies a secret room. The room is sealed by a thick, solid wooden door, which bears a warning. This is sacred ground. Only the worthy may enter. You don't remember finding the entrance to the sacred place. You don't remember stepping in from the dark and the rain. You don't remember the feeling of relief that surely must have accompanied that moment. But now you stand at the threshold of a door to a secret room. This place is ancient. It seems held in suspension by a timelessness that exists only in dreams. The walls are carved out of the earth itself, and fired torches provide a warm but shallow glow. The cold floor is paved with rough-hewn stone, worn smooth in places. You feel you have been here before, and though you have no real memories of it, certain you have passed this door often in your travels through the vast and endlessly lonely corridors of the temple, which you do not know yet is as familiar as the rhythm of your own beating heart. You have paused in front of this door before, stroked your fingers along the edge of the sign, and wondered vaguely who might have hung it there, but you have never tried the handle. No one has ever entered this room. No one has been worthy. You reach for the bronzed handle and turn it. The door swings open with a great creaking sound, and to your utter amazement, the room is illuminated from within. You step across the threshold and gently close the door behind you. The room is smaller than you had imagined it would be, and for a secret room in a sacred temple, it is entirely less impressive than you had hoped. A large fire crackles in a recessed stone fireplace in the center of the left wall of the room. In the middle of the room, a simple wooden chair and table are waiting. You make your way towards the fireplace. The dancing flames are mesmerizing, and soon you are lost in their warm glow. An obscure sound draws your attention back to the room. Turning around, you see an open window you hadn't noticed before. You start towards the window, but you are stopped in an instant by a piece of paper, folded, which now lies on the table. Abandoning the need to close the window, you sit down at the little table and reach for the paper. It's a letter, addressed to you, written in your own handwriting. Your mouth feels like dust. The room, once comfortable, suddenly seems exceedingly hot, and you fight the urge to escape from whatever truth is contained in the letter. This letter is the very reason you have come all this way. The truth is the reason you have risked your life. And now that you have it in your hand, you are terrified to know it. The letter is sealed with red wax and wrapped with twine. The wax is stamped with your own initials. You calm your pounding heart with a slow, deep breath and crack the seal. The seal breaks off easily, and bits of red wax fall to the table. The twine comes away with a little tug, and the letter, now unfolded, rests in your hand. My dearest love, you have journeyed far through rough and treacherous terrain to reach this place. You have risked your heart in love, your mind in learning, and your soul in faith to arrive in this moment. You are worn and wounded, frail and fragile, and on the brink of total despair, yet you have completed your quest. You have stumbled and fallen, lost your way, and almost suffered utter defeat. But you have persevered to seek out a place you weren't sure existed at all. The exhaustion of all your years is descending on you at once, and you are overcome with deep sorrow and gratitude. Hot tears cascade down your face, blurring your vision. This letter sees you, and it understands your pain. How could a mere piece of paper understand so completely that which you have sought and fought to understand for all these years? You wipe your face with the back of your hand and refocus your vision, looking once more at the letter. It continues. You have paid a great price to hear a great truth. Pray that your eyes can see, and your ears can hear, and your mind can understand that which your soul already knows. The greatest of all truths, which has been buried inside you since the beginning of time, is this. You are creation itself. You are the magic that called the universe into being. You are the atoms that were present at the very moment the great mystery called forth life out of the nothing. You are the hope of all the world. You don't understand these words. You see them, and your mind grasps them, but your understanding can make no sense of them. But the letter seems to understand this, and so it continues. You, having been present at the moment of creation, contain all that existed in that moment. You are creativity. You are beauty and joy. You are life and power. These things are at the core of your being and the fuel which fires your existence. Yet, when you see your reflection, you see only unworthiness, and therein lies the great arrogance that humanity has conjured for itself, to believe that you, Only you, out of all creation, is not worthy of love, pleasure, and joy, is to believe that only you, out of all the endless expanse of creation with its trillions of life forms, must have been made inadequate. And who are you to doubt the adequacy of creation? You are starting to understand the letter, but this feels like a reprimand, not a revelation of great truth worthy of the journey you have undertaken. Throwing the page down on the table in frustration, you walk over to the open window. The moonless sky is clear, without a single cloud in sight. Standing at the open window, you breathe deeply of the crisp night air. Your eyes are shut. In the distance, the crackle of the fire and the rustle of leaves in the trees below the window remind you of where you are. You are exhausted. You have come all this way, almost for nothing, and you are ready to start the long journey home. You open your eyes, your upturned face now gazing at the heavens. Slowly, one by one, the stars start moving. They dance and sway and flit across the sky as though it were a ballroom. When they stop moving, their intent is unmistakable. Clearly visible in the night sky, written in stars, is your name. And suddenly, you understand all that is to be known and revere all that is to remain unknown. Grabbing the end of your torn coat, you race past the table, chair, and fireplace towards the door, slowing just enough to grab the letter and shove it into the pocket in the front of your coat. You choke and splatter, expelling soil and rainwater from your open mouth. Rolling onto your back, you look up at the clouds and allow the gentle rain to wash the mud from your face. It must have been a dream or a vision, you think. The sun is breaking the horizon, and where darkness had once prevailed, a bright new day is dawning. You walk slowly, painfully, back down the way you have come, finding the path now clearly visible, and start the trek out of the forest. The walk takes less than an hour, and before long you arrive at the bus stop, boarding the bus for home. You are vaguely aware that you will need to decide whether your experience in the forest was real or a dream. What do you believe? Are you made of magic and stardust, or things much less spectacular? You lean your head against the window, and the rhythm of the bus lulls you almost all the way to sleep. Seconds from falling into a dream, your eyes fly open as you realize the fullness of the truth you have learned. It all comes down to choice, you think. That which I believe myself to be is what will be true. I create my own self with each thought, memory, and belief. I create myself because I am, according to the letter, creativity, beauty and joy, life and power. Smiling, you once more rest your head against the window, the morning light slowly dissolving the mystery of the night before. The bus driver would know where to stop, and you have plenty of time for a nap before then. Settling into the seat, you slip your hand into the pocket at the front of your coat, and your fingers come upon a folded piece of paper, strangely dry in the dampness of the pocket. You have no time to ponder the meaning of the paper before sleep carries you away. This production is brought to you by the Mental Wellness Initiative, South Africa.